just people who need to be very, very, very careful. Because are we saying where that was what? Okay, well, I mean they are there. I was going to say, are we saying where people are so evil? But then I remember, yes, they were human beings.
We do have some evil people.
Like, but from among yourselves, like fellow traders.
Yes, yes.
But I tend to think, so what's the end goal? So do you also receive a 10 million kwacha, or you benefit to get your share of a 10 million kwacha?
You
from
know,
the president?
You know, at this point, there's so much speculation, and maybe this is not even a person who trades in that particular market, but as our previous caller said, sometimes maybe it could be negligence of the marketeers
themselves. That's what reports have shown, actually.
And it could be some foul play. So you think?
We've seen reports that have indicated that it was just negligence. Either there was an electrical fault, or maybe something, the exact problem of the marketeers. Either there was an electrical fault, or someone left a brazier. Or, this is what we've been getting. And I stand to be corrected. I've not seen reporters say no. People who just went with matches and they put paraffin around and they say let's do this. Reports have shown something else. So I don't know where the thought comes in around that. China says, will we ever know who gets markets every election year? Just like the gassing incidents, we'll never know. That's another conversation, huh?
For another day.
If we ever know. But we'll leave it at that for now. You can keep the conversation going via our Facebook page, Phoenix FM Zambia, where we are streaming live at the moment. You can leave a comment in the comment section and give us your thoughts. We have the main news at 8 coming up next. The time right now is 8:01.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Ponzi. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win Namamuli 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
Good morning. The headlines. Finance Minister says ordinary Zambians benefiting from government policies aimed at easing pressure. Government says policy change holding back Ndeni refinery funding. And in global news, Trump's plan for Gaza backed by UN Security Council. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mogando. Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Situmbeko Musokotwane says ordinary Zambians are already benefiting from government policies aimed at easing daily pressures and expanding economic opportunities. Speaking to Phoenix News, Dr. Musokotwane highlighted increased local economic activity driven by government-funded infrastructure projects, citing the construction of schools, clinics, and other facilities creating jobs within communities. He also emphasized the impact of free education introduced in 2022, which he says has removed a major financial burden from families, enabling more children to remain in school, especially in rural areas. The minister further noted that empowerment funds and loan programs are now reaching more citizens through every constituency. He has also noted that although job creation takes time, government is focused on expanding the economy to create more formal employment opportunities.
The commoner is, yes, feeling that impact. Sometimes easy for people to forget some of the positive things that have happened in their lives. Free education has been in this country now from 2022, when this government came into office. Before that, there was no free education. Being helped to send your children to school is very big benefit. This money that is being spent on the CBF, it is going to communities, to the benefit of communities. I've said it before, it's beyond just providing schools, desks, clinics in the rural areas. The jobs that are being done to create that infrastructure, most of those jobs are being done within the communities.
Energy Minister Makoza Chikwete says government's reluctance to fund Ndeni refinery's operations is as a result of a pending policy change affecting the company's role. Mr. Chikwete has explained that the shift from processing crude to importing finished petroleum products has left Ndeni operating more like an oil marketing company, creating operational and financial gaps of over $250 million. He has told Phoenix News that the new policy is still being finalized and government has held back on major recapitalization commitments pending a clear strategy. Mr. Chikwete has indicated that work on restructuring and financing options is ongoing and support will follow once a viable plan is in place.
When you are changing from one policy to another, normally there are those challenges that we go through. And that left Ndeni itself to stand as an OMC, because currently Ndeni is operating more or less like an OMC. We are also trying to look at the structure formation of Ndeni, because we have to change it and see it that it suits the current policy of which we want them to be. So those are the few things we are still trying to look at, you know, trying to find some financial support for them to have capital for investment that they are able to operate effectively.
Financial expert Patrick Mwape says Zambia's ability to maximize economic opportunities presented by the African Continental Free Trade Area, AFCFTA, is being critically undermined by the persistent national power deficit. Mr. Mwape has observed that the current power shortages represent a serious bottleneck, preventing Zambian industries from meeting regional targets and shifting from exporting raw materials to value addition and finished goods. He has stressed that achieving AFCFTA's core objective requires continuous, reliable power for manufacturing, processing, and modern machinery and digital infrastructure. Mr. Mwape has told Phoenix News that the unstable power supply makes Zambian goods less cost competitive in the continental market, working against the AFCFTA's goal of boosting intra-Africa trade and creating regional value chains. He is urging government to address the power deficit, saying eliminating the effects of load shedding is essential to stabilizing rising industries and unlocking Zambia's full potential on the continental stage.
When we come at local level here in Zambia to achieve these targets, we are facing a serious bottleneck or challenge of power shortages. Uncoordinated the power load management by ZESCO, which has affected seriously proper functioning of machinery and internet. So in order to achieve these targets, the Zambian government should work on measures to reduce the load shedding.
Trade expert Posta Jumbe is calling on government to thoroughly assess the ongoing fuel situation and consider scrapping monthly fuel price reviews, citing persistent shortages that are crippling businesses. Mr. Jumbe is concerned that the shortages have created an environment of uncertainty, allowing transporters to hike fares and vehicle hire charges, a situation he says is further burdening citizens. He tells Phoenix News in an interview that despite the Kwacha's recent appreciation, businesses are yet to feel any relief. Mr. Jumbe has, however, expressed optimism that the revitalization of Zambia Railways will help lower transport costs as more people and businesses opt for rail services. He adds that the combined effects of fuel shortages and load shedding are making the cost of doing business increasingly difficult.
It's quite difficult for people who are doing business to fully appreciate even in the appreciation of the Kwacha right now against the major currencies like the dollar itself because of all these challenges. Let's talk about it.